Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
How much do you give a child for their Holy Communion or confirmation? €50, apparently. That is the going rate, according to this survey conducted for OnPus today. They found in their research that more than half of Irish adults say they give £50 to a niece or a nephew for their big day. And don't worry, you can breathe a sigh of relief if it's a child of a family friend. Apparently the most common gift is £20. Tanya Sweeney is with us on the line today. Is 50 too much, or do you think about right, Tanya?
I mean, for getting a bit of wafer into your mouth, it's a lot of money, and it starts to add up, doesn't it? Let's be honest. I mean, the problem is, it's not really necessarily about communion. There's a real sort of sense of one-upmanship, I think, and parents don't want to be seen as the stingy one, so they sort of almost overshoot the runway, and they think, you know what, £20, £50, I'll just do 50, because if everyone else has given 50, that's probably what I need to do as well. Do you know that kind of way? There's definitely that kind of sense of just keeping up with the Joneses, I think, and that's why these amounts have just gotten so kind of generous, you know. It's an interesting one. I mean, I tend to give 50 as well.
But like, are you giving 50 to your niece and nephew, or you're not giving 50 though to your friends' children? Are you
to my very very good friends' children would get 50. And, so you know, I mean, if it's somebody that I don't know, they might, you know, why am I giving £20 to someone I don't know? But this is what you kind of get caught up in. You end up sort of getting caught in this, and it becomes this big sort of event, doesn't it? There's a party, or there's a dinner or a lunch or whatever, you know, and it's becoming inexorably sort of more expensive, a bit like weddings or something else, you know. We're moving into the bigger leagues all the time. I'd say now in 10 years it'll be £50, it'll be chump change. Yeah. No, it'll be insane. And you hear so often of kids who, you know, went and made their communion, it's a regular milestone in a certain, you know, church, you know, and they come out the other side with about £1,500, and meanwhile their Church of Ireland friends are absolutely bulling that they're not getting anything of the kind, you know. No, but I've definitely heard, you know,
about 1,500.
Yeah, I've definitely heard on the other side people go, God, he got 1,500, and what do you do then with that money? Because, you know, is it, you know, something that is cheat, or, oh, listen, I mean, can I remake my kids?
I know, that's what I was just saying. You know? Yeah, I'm sort of a bit of a lapsed Catholic there for a while. I'll go back and make it for the day.
I could become born again for £1,500,
yeah. You know. But so it's €50 the average rate. Like over 50% of adults are saying they give £50 or more to their niece, nephew or godchild. And then €20, as I said, that's the most common gift for a child of a family friend. What about you, Rory?
I agree with everything your previous caller just said, so I really can't improve on things. The only thing I'll say is that there's an equal ratio between the value of money and the amount of money. So if you give a kid too much and they end up with the figure you just heard there, 1,500, holy God, it actually devalues money. It doesn't teach them anything in life at all. As part of the teaching process, I think that money management should actually be one of the subjects that children should be taught. I mean, the same as everything else, like cooking, cleaning, dishwashing, sports, DIY, money management. It should be one of the things. And giving a kid too much money just devalues that completely.
Do you mean, you know, I think from memory, now, it might have been more in transition year, you know, as part of those kind of the business company groups or whatever, projects, you had a little bit of that, but I suppose it wasn't compulsory then. It's totally optional if people did it.
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of a one-upmanship at this stage. That it must be awful for a kid to go into school after confirmation to say, you know, how much you get, and if they only have, maybe they don't have the resources to get it, and they kind of say, well, I made £200, and they all go, oh yeah, well, I made £1,200. You know, it's a slippery slope. I think it's a bad thing. It's a negative giving a kid too much money. As I say, it just devalues it. And yeah. I think if you kind of keep a tight string on it, but curtail it a bit, you actually increase the value of the money. So there's an increased value of what they spend it on, as against just blowing it out and saying, let's go to a bike shop and say, oh, look, there's a nice one there. That bike's only 750. I'll get that one. That's ridiculous. It's not going to improve your cycling.
Yeah, no, definitely. Ah, no, look, I know, but you're obviously then when you've all the cash, you want to spend it in something you want. Ben has got in touch to tell me, last year I gave my neighbour's kids €20 each. I thought it was huge money. I wonder now if they thought I was being cheap. There's loads of kids on my road. She'd be broke if you were to give them more than that. He's right though, isn't he, Rory?
Right, he is right. He's definitely right. Yeah, I'm feeling older now because I made £21 in my confirmation. And I lost it up to Phoenix Park.
Ah, stop. You didn't even get to enjoy it. What about you, David? What do you think's an acceptable amount of money to give?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Good, thank you. And you?
Good, not too bad.
Like, after listening now to Tanya and Rory, it's an interesting one. Like, I was working earlier on and I kind of got the opinion of some people who've been chatting about it. And like, I remember I made mine, 15 years ago now, but I probably was getting €20, €30, you know, from aunties and uncles. And me personally now, looking at it, like, it's one of them things of, like, one-man upship. Like, I wouldn't want to be the one giving 20 or 30 because I think the normal amount is €50. Like, I have two godchildren, and I'd probably give them 50. And, you know, it's a case of, once again, not wanting to be the person that doesn't give enough or whatever. So kind of just trying to do as best as you can, but it is hard. I'm like, listen to Rory there, I agree with him. Like, you know, it's not all about the money and the actual idea of the communion and what it's all about gets lost. And I remember in school we were talking to each other about how much we earned, you know, and how much we got. And like it's something that's a really I think touchy subject for people as well, because with inflation and that big word inflation that everyone keeps talking about, you know, like, It's a lot of money to be given. And like, I have a family, like, on my mother's side, and 40-odd first cousins, 50-odd first cousins. And for each cousin alone, you can't be given a €50.
No, not if you're in a huge family. Although, as one texter tells me here, you know, the bigger the family, the luckier you are as the child, I'm sure they must mean.
Yeah, I better go back and make communion.
Yeah, but definitely. Well, that's it. Yeah, especially if you're getting €50 as a niece or nephew. Listener says, I really resent this. I'm an uncle of about 6. They're all coming up to this age now. 3 of them are in the same year. So am I really supposed to shell out that kind of cash for each of them? It might wash my hair those days, says this listener. Great text here as well, Tanya, from Michael, who says, as a 58-year-old Church of Scotland Protestant, please ask your listeners if you think it's too late for me to convert. Am I too old to make my Holy Communion? You see, that you're right about this, because you've now got different kids probably living on the same road in different classes. And I know this from some of my friends, as somebody who went to a religious denominated Protestant school, that like it must be very hard as a 7 and 8-year-old who isn't making your Holy Communion to try and find out while every other child in the road is getting so much money and you're not.
And I mean, there is going to be that thing, isn't there, where, you know, there's going to be a 7-year-old who'll be flashing the new, you know, a new sports jersey or a new whatever basketball hoop, which is what I bought with my communion money. But like, you know, it's very hard to try and explain to a 7-year-old that's not getting this bounty why that is. And, you know, why, you know, and it looks like an achievement. It looks like something cool. So I'm sure it's causing any number of tricky conversations around the country, you know. But, you know, and I think parents need to be absolutely ready for that, you know, we're living in a much more multicultural, we were in a monoculture, really. Well, I certainly grew up in Blanchardstown in a monoculture, you know, and I mean, everybody just went and had their communion made, and we were all flashing the £21, as Rory said. Although I think I made more, I actually went door to door in my communion dress, twirled the parasol on the doorstep.
And, like trick or treat.
Then got into the, 100%. And then got into the dress the next week and did the next stage over. Like, there was no flies on me at all, I tell you. I was going to make this work for me, for sure.
Brilliant. So. Wait till you hear this. This texter says, last year, right, the parents of one of the communion class children gave €100 to each of the 27 kids in the communion class. They were actually out of work at the time as well. So half of the parents, just gave that £100 back to their child. Imagine giving €100 to 27 children in the class.
There needs to be a cap. Like, people need to be really sensible. I mean, like, I'm noticing this now with a child in school. the money situation, like they're getting a fiver per tooth from the tooth fairy, you know, and very generous tooth fairies that they are. But, you know, it's just becoming, you know, kids, like, you know, Rory said, they don't know the value of money. They get a fiver, whether it's a fiver or 300 quid, they're not really sure, you know. And, you know, I remember going to somebody's communion and actually we had the £20 in the envelope, and the people coming in the door after us had the £20, but also had a present for the other kids. They were bringing champagne in for the party, you know, and they were bringing all sorts of food. And I felt like we were sort of coming up a bit short just with the, you know, 20 quid in the card. But like that, it's become a big performative thing now, you know, all of these, whether it's communion, whether it's play dates, you know, everyone just has to be mega generous and seen as being mega generous. And I'm sure it's causing a lot of financial pressure for a lot of people to get on this carousel and keep up with everyone else.
Yeah, I've been invited, says this texter, to a friend's grandchild's communion. Let me get that. Friend's grandchild's communion. And I've declined the offer because I don't think it's right that I should have to give €50 to a child that I don't know. We complain about tough times and the cost of living crisis, and then we're expected to give a small fortune to an 8-year-old. And I also know somebody who apparently is forking out €2,000 for the after party. Have you any experience of organising the parties, David, that happen after the communion and confirmation?
No, I haven't. But, I mean, that's the ridiculous money listening to some of the amount thrown around there. Like, it's just absolutely bizarre. Like, it's just, I just keep going back to Rory's point of the value of money. Like, kids aren't going to learn anything about it at all. They're not going to learn what's actually important and the idea of the communion itself. But, Like even when you think of the parties alone nowadays, kids' parties in the class and everyone has to be invited. But like when it comes to the communion, I heard there was it €100 per child in the class?
Yeah, the €100 to 27 children. Is 2,000, Tanya, is that what you're hearing? Is the cost? Tanya's gone, is she? Tanya's gone. 087-1400-106. That is the WhatsApp number. Another listener on the topic of Holy Communion, someday please talk about the Holy Communion dress and the price that the dresses are costing. Listener says, you now have to make an appointment to get your Holy Communion dress. Then there's a note taken of the school so that another child from the same school doesn't turn up in the same dress on the day. A little bit like getting married, says this listener. Are Holy Communion dresses huge money? Let us know. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That, of course, is Tanya Sweeney, Rory David. Thanks a million for joining us. As I said, the email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.